This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch for a Wednesday morning. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my Moss Nissan studios at my flagship station, AM 860. The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, and we mean everybody, and you know who you are, we want to thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, it's that part of the week where we call this the Colonel's Corner. We've got Colonel Jim Warshak with us, retired United States Air Force Colonel, and also you are the chairman, sir, of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, right?
Yes, we are.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's talk. Let's give the pledge here, and then we'll get going. You ready?
We're ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United, States of America, and to the republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible
with liberty
and justice
for all.
And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, first of all, the end of an era. Yesterday, command change, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Joe Dunford, USMC, replaced and retired by United States Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley, and quite a ceremony there yesterday. Everybody was brought to tears when the President walked up and threw his arms around a military man in his dress blues in a wheelchair recuperating from injuries from Afghanistan.
Yeah, it was a moving moment in many ways, but I think that was the highlight, him embracing and thanking the wounded soldier and his family as well,
mm-hmm.
his wife alongside him. That was a great touch on the president, and you know, kind of spells out, you know, mountains of how he loves and takes care of the military and the support he gives them. So that was a great photo op, if anything. I mean, I saw it on multiple news channels last night and on the internet all over the place, so that was awesome.
Well, we know that General Milley is going to have his hands full, but General Dunford did so much for the military. He was the person at the helm, if you will, when we eradicated ISIS out of their caliphate area. Now, I didn't mean destroyed them all together, but we certainly drove them out of that area, and now we're fighting them in other parts where they have moved into from where they came from.
Dunford was a great chairman. He did a great job for the country, brought us through from the previous administration to this, and did a great job and an honorable and respectful Marine. So hats off to him and congratulate him on his great career. He did a great job.
Now, the 2020 military budget is pretty richy, if you will. Everybody asked for a lot of different things, and I guess we have gotten a tentative okay by the Congress as far as the military budget, because that was going to be tied up because of all this nonsense going on with the Democrats sitting on their hands. But I think the military is okay with their budget. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a good budget, and it's going to get a lot. We're going to get a lot out of it from the standpoint the president has all throughout the budget told the services and those who are involved in making the budget to trim wherever they can, negotiate costs with suppliers and contractors wherever they can. So I think we're going to get a lot out of it. That was one of the things he was lauded for, of bringing down the cost of some of the more expensive items. So his whole effort is to get the biggest bang for the buck, no pun intended, out of our budget.
Now, we had something happen yesterday down at Sarasota, at the Sarasota National Cemetery, that just makes you really feel good about America. There was a veteran who was being interned there, and he had no family, so they were asking people to show up for a military funeral. I've done that before when I lived down in Sarasota. I've actually received the flag and then given it back to the cemetery for use on what they call the Road of Heroes that they have there. But they didn't know how many people were going to show up, and one thing led to another, and I mentioned it a couple times. I put it out on my Facebook page. A lot of other veterans did the same thing. They had over 2,000 people show up. Traffic was backed up for 3 miles getting into the cemetery. What a tremendous response by the military veterans and the community in general.
Yeah, that was amazing to see that. I wasn't able to go, but had a number of friends who went and sent me some pictures, and it was a great day, great crowd, well attended. Over 2,000, as you said, that says a lot of about Americans and how they feel towards our military and our veterans, and so I was really glad to see that.
Yeah, exactly, and it was really made you feel good about being an American, and to be able to see that happened right here in our backyard, just over the bridge down there. Okay, well, hold that thought. Post, when we come back, oh boy, are we going to talk about the impeachment and this, that, and the other. And by the way, the polls are indicating that impeaching President Trump could turn on the Democrats big time, big time, big time. I'll let you know all about that, and we'll get into that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends and the sponsor of the studio that I'm sitting in, Moss Nissan. Moss spelled M-A-U-S, their website, mossnissan.com. And you know, lately I've been driving around a brand new Nissan Murano available at Moss Nissan, and it's definitely a cut above. Because if you're like me and you enjoy driving a sporty, fun-to-drive SUV with a comfort of a luxury crossover, this is the one. Now, Nissan CVT transmission and a powerful V6 gives you plenty of get up and go in an SUV that looks fantastic inside and out, and that 30 miles to the gallon isn't bad either. Now, the other day on the interstate, taking a trip down to Sarasota, 35 miles to the gallon with the cruise on at 70 miles an hour. Now, every new Murano comes with the exclusive Boss Care maintenance program featuring free oil changes and tire rotations for life and dozens of other features to keep your Murano running right for years to come. And only Moss Nissan offers you the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, and first responders, active or retired, and with their 911 operators too, giving you preferred pricing on all new and used vehicles 24/7, 365. There is no better program for those who serve, so take advantage of it and tell your friends. All you got to do, take a little trip to Moss Nissan, U.S. 19 at 54 Newport Richey, and on U.S. 19 in Crystal River. And don't forget, coming soon to Tampa, another Moss Nissan. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you, and it'll be another $500 knocked off your vehicle. All righty. We've got Colonel Jim Warshak with us, and he not only is a retired United States Air Force colonel, but also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. And good morning again, sir.
Morning, Matt.
All right, it is time to talk about all of this impeachment nonsense, because I'm looking at some poll numbers here in front of me, and it's not exactly working the way the Democrats thought it was going to work. Now, there was a poll the other day that said 47-47, the country's dead even and split down the middle on impeachment. No, they're not. Oh, no, they're not. I've got four polls in front of me, and every one of them shows that impeachment is going to backfire on the Democrats, because every one of these polls says that they believe this will cost the Democrats the House, more seats in the Senate, and reelect Donald Trump.
That is, in fact, the case. There are so many people in this country who are fed up with this whole effort of the Democrats for the last 2.5 years. They're just tired of it. And now that the Democrats are trying to make this impeachment come about, they haven't even been able to get a vote. They don't have the votes really on the floor. That's what I'm hearing.
Right.
Otherwise, they would have, if they had the votes, they would have had that vote taken so darn fast and had that put out there for a formal impeachment hearing, and they just can't get it. Word is Pelosi has tried 3 times and has not been able to get it, and the main reason is they're making it all up. Every single thing in there is made up, because the president has the wherewithal to do what he needs to do as the president of the United States. He's protected under the Constitution to exercise and execute U.S. foreign policy. And there's a number of treaties that the president is authorized to talk to other countries about what's going on in their country, especially mm-hmm. when we're spending taxpayer dollars. Yep. He is doing his due diligence to mm-hmm. make sure that money goes to what we're earmarking it yep. for in those countries. Yep. And that's why he did what he did.
Yep. And I want to mention this treaty, because here it comes right here. The request for assistance was made pursuant to a treaty. Whose treaty? Well, the 1999 treaty between the United States and Ukraine on mutual legal assistance in criminal matters calls for cooperation from each country in prosecuting crimes. As a matter of fact, the Obama administration made use of that very same treaty and asked the Ukraine to investigate then-Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. Now, far from breaking the law, Trump was actually following the law when he requested support from the Ukraine.
And that's exactly right. You know, we were going to give $391 million to the Ukraine for their conflict against Russia, but he wanted to know whose hands was this money going to go into. Ukraine has been the most corrupt country in that part of Europe, in that part of the world, and there are a lot of leftovers there who have been there from the previous administration. The new president, Zelensky, just was installed on May 20th, and on July 25th, when the president made the phone call, before all that aid was starting to roll in, he wanted to make sure it was going to go in the right hands, and there were some things going on that he was aware of, and he wanted to check it out, and about a month and a half later, he released the aid.
Well, you know, the whistleblower's complaint actually wasn't one, and I'll explain. Former Congressman Bob Barr, a Republican from Georgia, observed recently that the document released is not a true whistleblower complaint. He said that the document delivered to the chairman of both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees was apparently drafted by a member of the CIA, but it was clearly a collaborative effort involving several other members of the intelligence community. Despite that, the complaint failed to preserve evidence of fraud, waste, or abuse. The purpose of such complaints to begin with. Isn't that interesting?
Well, those of us who have been in the intelligence community found that to be quite bizarre. My belief is that they used the whistleblower, still yet to be named, and it really doesn't matter,
right,
as just the person to push it through the process, so to speak, and as you mentioned, perhaps illegally, because it wasn't used for what the intent of the whistleblower law is. But that person just was a name of somebody who was in the intel community to push it through the intel community IG, and that was it. person probably never wrote it. I suspect that the thing was written by the Intelligence Committee on the Hill, led by Adam Schiff.
I think it was written by him. He's an attorney.
Yes, that's right. And he has lots of them who work for him as his staffers. And I'm convinced that that probably was written sometime after the new president of Ukraine was installed in the springtime, and they just waited for that presidential phone call, because anybody who's on the inside knows when presidential phone calls are going to come, depending on what the issue is. It was, and it was probably scheduled on the books for several weeks. I know that because I've been on presidential phone calls, and those have to be drafted, the talking points and everything. So on the inside, you kind of know when it's coming and what it's going to say.
Well, here's the other thing. Congressman Adam Schiff, of course, he claimed that by transferring the transcript of his phone call, the president's phone call, to a secure server, he was trying to hide it. But what he forgot about is that the president, by former administrations who routinely kept files on the secure server, including the Obama administration, according to former National Secretary, Security Advisor Susan Rice. But to Schiff and a fellow Democrats being fully transparent isn't just being transparent enough. I don't know what these people think that's going on here, but even when they try to cover something up and hide something and lie about it, we're still finding out about it.
Well, I worked in the White House Situation Room, and we used all the classified servers to store and work all our classified information on, and all these phone calls are initially classified, and the background material is all classified, and they put it on the servers, and that's the system that the National Security Council uses internally to do all this stuff, so that's all a bunch of crock.
Well, I totally agree with you. And then finally, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is just absolutely livid over the arm leveraging, the arm bending, and that's wrist twisting and all that, that the progressives are trying to use to get his people to turn over stuff.
Yeah, he sent a letter yesterday to the House Foreign Relations Committee saying, leave my people alone, because the staffers on the Hill have been coming directly to State Department internal, you know, the folks who do all the work, and coming after them directly. And he put his foot down and was pretty adamant about it, saying, you know, you're going to come through anybody. You're going to come through me. You're going to leave my people alone, and I'll decide who in my agency will give you what you need, but you got to come through me. It was a pretty terse letter, and he's fed up. He's a busy guy. In fact, he's in Italy this morning.
Correct.
for the wherever the talks are going to be with North Korea. He's traveling, so that's the way it is.
All right. Well, listen, another great episode here, Colonel's Corner, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Take care, Matt.
Thank you very much. Colonel Jim Warshak, everybody, U.S. Air Force retired and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. I'll be right back. Brandon Rhymes will be right with me.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The State Department's Inspector General has called an urgent meeting behind closed doors on Capitol Hill on Wednesday to brief key lawmakers about documents related to Ukraine. The IG operates mostly independent of the State Department and investigates abuse and mismanagement. It doesn't need approval from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to approach Congress with information. Meanwhile, five current and former staffers have been barred from giving statements as part of the House impeachment investigation. In a letter to the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Secretary Mike Pompeo said there's no legal basis for the committee's threat that the failure of the officials to meet their timeline for documents and testimony would constitute obstruction of the impeachment inquiry. He also accused House Democrats of seeking to intimidate State Department officials. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Only Eyes Optical down in Sarasota. Now, that's Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. They're located in the Gulfgate section of Sarasota at 6541 Superior Avenue in Sarasota. The phone number, 941-444-7984. Diana Reason is a licensed optician there, and let me tell you something. She is really on her A-game. Now, I had all kinds of problems with the glasses that I had on before. I went into one of those big box stores, you know, two pair for $79.99, and I wound up getting the two pair all right, and I wound up not getting what I was told I was going to get. But how do you know? How do you know? You don't. And by the way, I got the biggest glasses they could get, and I put them on my head, and they actually dug grooves in my right side of my temple and left side of my temple, which I finally got rid of with the brand new glasses I'm wearing now from Diana. But the worst thing about it was the progressive lenses that I had, they used a generic progressive, and I've tried both. And I'll tell you what, the ones that I got right now, the Varilux progressive lenses, my goodness sake, you walk outside, boom, instant sunglasses. Unlike the other ones that still had a glare in them. These don't. These sure don't. And I got the Kreisel coating to cut the glare, higher quality that the big box didn't have or couldn't give you. But what you need to do is you need to check them out. Now, they've got an optometrist there, so you can get your eyes checked and all that. But Only Eyes Optical and Boutique is located at 6541 Superior Avenue in Sarasota, in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Again, their phone number, 941-444-7984. If you are military, you'll get a discount. If you are a first responder, you'll get a discount. If you're a veteran, you'll get a discount. And they are a veteran-owned business. It doesn't get any better, folks. These are the little guys that can. How about that? Check them out. Only Eyes Optical down in Sarasota. All right, here he is, the consumer quarterback himself, Brandon Rimes. What's up there, sir?
Hey, Captain. How you doing, buddy?
You getting ready to go fishing?
Yeah, you never know. I might have to break it out.
Yeah, well, you'll need to get the lights on the boat to do that, right? So there you go. But anyway, and I don't even think they're at the marina yet, come to think of it. Look, you know, as a consumer quarterback, you bear an awesome responsibility because people expect you to be on your A game and be aware of all the different scams and all that stuff that's going on. I mean, I keep getting phone calls, Brandon, and I'm on the no-call list, and I want to know, if I'm on the no-call list, why am I getting calls from telemarketers that don't identify themselves as a telemarketer about, well, your college loan is available. How much money do you want? It's the last thing in the world I need to know.
Yeah, or better credit card ratings.
That too.
Reduce your rate.
That too.
Yeah, the challenge, I think, is that the enforceability of the rule is, the law is that, yeah, a lot of these companies are shell companies based in foreign lands, and so you can't really, you know, there's really no way to track them. It's just one of those endless loops of how do you catch them?
Well, they clone a local phone number or somehow or another, and they call you on a number similar to the one that I got and whatnot, and you think it's somebody local calling you, and I hate to not be able to talk to one of the fans if they call up, so I'll answer the call. Now, it doesn't say telemarketer. The ones that do, I let them leave a message if they want to. If they don't, I go back in after the call is over with, and I block it.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much all you can do when it comes to those types of calls. And, you know, there's lots of scams online, too. You mentioned, so Craigslist, be careful on Craigslist. You know, people clone properties that are for sale. They'll clone them as rentals and keep people's deposit money. Never mail a deposit check to a P.O. box. You're never going to see that money again.
Well, maybe they're mad because Florida's ban on sanctuary cities took effect yesterday.
You never know. There's a lot of things that could be motivating these types of peoples and these types of activities. So as the consumer quarterback, you hit it right on the head. You know, we feel that responsibility, that moral obligation to give back and help people understand more about their buying decisions and make them more street smart. Real heavy on the real estate mortgage. We had some good conversations with listeners this week about short sales and credit improvement.
Well, you got to be careful. You got to be careful with that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of things to know, especially when it comes to, you know, these different areas of finance, especially as they change. Sometimes the rules change, some of the laws sunset, so you can't see the benefits in terms of, you know, deficiency balances on short sales. We've got some really good attorneys backing us up too, Attorney Joe Pippin, you know, on the estate planning side. We've got, you know, Coble Law helping us out, Frank Miranda helping us out on the real estate side. And so we've got a great team of, you know, all types of expert contributors for our program. And we really lean heavily on our experts when it comes to those specific categories.
And the other thing people need to be careful of is insurance, because it's Medicare time for the seniors when they can change plans around. And there are some new plans that are available that can help them out even more. But to some of these people, if you don't know who it is you're dealing with, if you don't know, then you need to be very wary.
That's right. Yeah, we got, you know, the insurance quarterback, Patrick Highland, helping us out with some of those scenarios, and Doug Levi with strategic insurance. So yeah, we've got, you know, all the best partners in all the different areas that can really help, you know, educate our listeners, our viewers of our TV show version of the program as well. And we feel blessed to be in that position to help people, and that people trust us to call in and, you know, get that advice and seek us out, and we really, you know, honor them for that.
Now, I just had a message here coming from Valdosta, Georgia, from our expert paper relocator up there, James, who is chiming in. And he said he got a phone call recently from somebody wanting to know the last four numbers of his Social Security number. Don't ever do that.
Yeah, be careful. If they're fishing, you know, they're fishing for a reason. They're going to use that information against you. So keep all that close to your vest. And if you're unsure, reach out to us. Let us verify for you. Let us try to, you know, get some perspective from different attorneys or people in our network.
Yeah. Now, the housing business right now is not too shabby. Excuse me. I've had a lot of people say, well, housing is down and this, that, and the other. You know, I do a lot of traveling around the area, and I'm still seeing houses being built. I'm still seeing houses being sold. I'm seeing houses in certain areas being sold very quickly. By the way, I know people that are flipping houses. That market is still going on. It never went away. It's just them that got the money can do it, and them that don't can't.
Yeah, exactly. It's still a low inventory market here in Tampa Bay, especially Pinellas County. We mentioned, I think, the lowest number of active inventory in the last 6 years for Pinellas County, 4,883 properties as of the end of August. So that represents the lowest number in the past 6 years. So it's actually an interesting time because it's a great time for move-up buyers. If you ever thought of maybe selling your $200,000 or $300,000 home and, you know, you're doing better and you want to move up to a $400,000 or $500,000 home, now's a great time to do it because you can sell at a seller's market and you can buy at a buyer's market. Very interesting and a powerful move.
Well, you get up there in Pasco County, you go along State Route 54, my God, they're building everywhere they got an open spot to build, it seems like. Lakewood Ranch, yeah. University Parkway, Lakewood Ranch Boulevard, just about everywhere they can find a place to build, they're building.
Yep. The construction industry is still booming. It's still strong. There are, you know, labor constraints and some of those types of things that I think a lot of the contractors are still battling. Labor constraints, and sometimes in some cases you've got increased pricing on some of the raw materials, but overall, yeah, what a great place to live, work, and play. The greater Tampa Bay area, the Gulf Coast of Florida, in my opinion, definitely.
All right, tell us how we can get a hold of you.
Yes, sir. 813-750-0550. That's our consumer advocate hotline. 813-750-0550. Call or text, and the website, ConsumerQB.com, PlatinumMVPTeam.com.
And they can hear the Consumer Quarterback Show on our flagship station, AM860 The Answer, 4 to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it, Captain. Thanks so much for all you do, man.
Well, I've only begun to fight. All right, we'll see you on Thursday. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Brandon Rimes, everybody, the consumer quarterback, and he knows his stuff, and he can help you. If you got any problems, you tune into his show Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 in the afternoon, or get a hold of him. And again, if you don't know the number, he gives it to you enough times on the show. RealEstateRadioTampa.com, the Consumer Quarterback Show. And again, 4 to 5, right here on the same station that you're hearing me on right now, Monday through Thursday. All righty, I'll be right back with a final segment of the program, and I'm going to wrap it up with the 9 different points that I've got here as to why this impeachment is a fraud. Wait till you hear this. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Professor of Politics. You'll catch him again on the next show in hour number one. We're very happy to have him as a major contributor, and Kyle's a very good guy. Check him out at KyleWarrenShow.com. All right, time for the beach and boating forecast. Here we go. For the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, it is time for our beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay with over 430 boats. The largest franchise in all of the 185 locations right here in Tampa Bay. Check them out online, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. Let's take a look at today, Wednesday. It'll be mostly sunny with an isolated shower, probably this afternoon, about mid-afternoon. Going to be a little bit breezy again today. The wind's out of the east-northeast. There'll be offshore gusts to about 20, 21, 2 or miles an hour. And seas will be 2 to 4 foot with a moderate chop. In addition, the Gulf water temperature now 85 degrees. The bay water temperature 83 degrees. We are having our high tide, or had our high tide, rather, at 4.07 a.m. And our low tide's coming at 11.34 a.m. Now, remember, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay has 185 locations in their major, in their system. 185 locations. We are the largest right here in Tampa Bay with 430 boats. Now, they've got 185 locations, many of which are sitting right there where my radio station coverage is going on right now. They also have 3 in Canada and 2 in France. Yep, I said France. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay has 28 ports, 2 more coming soon, and it's rumored they're going to have 1 in Gainesville. Go Gators. Boy, oh boy. Now, if you were to join, everybody gets $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But if you're an active-duty military person, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you'll get an extra $500 on top of that $1,000 off your one-time membership fee. So you'll get $1,500 off, and all you do is pay the balance due. Now, after that, you'll get a monthly bill. And away you go. Load up the cooler, bring the fishing poles, you're off for a day of fun and sun in the water. And your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. You heard me right. So go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. And, yes, I use the Freedom Boat Club, too. So there you go. Now, there are 9 reasons why this impeachment inquiry, which is not an official inquiry, the way they've done it, they've tried to fast-track this, and there's going to be some problems. I'm not an attorney, but I know enough about the law that when you try to fast-track the law and don't do things and dot the I's and cross the T's, it's probably going to get tossed back at you. And I believe that this impeachment case they're putting against the president is a complete fraud, and I will explain. First of all, the president's remarks did not violate any law. Democrats are pointing to the transcript of Trump's July 25th conversation with the Ukraine's newly elected president as evidence of a crime. Well, guess what? Given the most cynical interpretation possible, none of the statements that were made come close to the accusations of bribery or extortion. Now, at a press briefing held at the United Nations last week, the president of the Ukraine said that we spoke about many things, so I think you read it that nobody pushed me. That's why you now hear the president's detractor saying the White House transcript was not a complete and verbatim account, that parts of the conversation may have been missing, but lack of evidence isn't evidence of a high crime or misdemeanor. Hello! Strike one. Number two, a presidential request for assistance is not an abuse of power. Trump was in fact asking for the president of Ukraine's assistance on behalf of Attorney General William Barr, the chief law enforcement officer of the United States of America. Now, that influence, because Barr is engaged in ferreting out foreign influence on the 2016 election, and that influence may include an Obama administration request that the Ukraine investigate then-Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort for apparent political gain. The double standard at work here is amazing. Then, number three, the request for assistance was made pursuant to a treaty. Nobody's telling you that, are they? Now, a 1999 treaty between the United States and Ukraine on mutual legal assistance in criminal matters calls for cooperation from each country in prosecuting crimes. As a matter of fact, the Obama administration made use of that very
treaty and asked Ukraine to investigate then Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. Now, far from breaking the law, Trump was actually following the law when he requested support from the Ukraine, according to the treaty. Then there's item number four. Democrats have no quid pro quo. According to both parties involved in the conversation, the funding was independent of and unrelated to the issues that were discussed. Now, indeed, Ukraine military funding was under review long before the phone call. When asked about it afterwards, Zelensky said he was unaware that funding might be curtailed. It wasn't even mentioned. And afterwards, he saw no connection between Trump's request and the cut in aid. Number five, Nancy Pelosi did, in fact, rush to judgment. Now, Nancy announced the impeachment inquiry in response to mounting pressure from fellow House Democrats, although she was fully aware that the president was considering the release of a transcript, and when he did, that ended that. And here's the one that's really significant. Number six, the whistleblower complaint actually isn't one. The document delivered to the chairman of both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees was apparently drafted by a member of the CIA. It was clearly a collaborative effort involving several other members of the intelligence community. But despite that, the complaint failed to present evidence of fraud, waste, or abuse, which is the purpose of such a complaint to begin with. Then you have number seven. The president hid nothing. Nothing. When Schiff talked about transferring the transcript of his phone call to a secure server, guess what? Everybody else has done that since. Bill Clinton, since 1999. Everybody. All the presidents. And then you got number eight. Pelosi said she did not want to impeach Trump, but the facts say otherwise. Pelosi met with senior Democrats, including House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, and she said that others who were pressing her for impeachment, she said, I don't want to see him impeached. I just want to see him in prison. And then there's number nine. Why not let the people decide? Why not present the evidence to the people, as the president has been doing, and let them be the judge in the election booth? Well, because they're going to lose. Because they're going to lose, and they know it, which is why they're doing what they're doing. Now, those are the nine reasons why impeachment is a fraud, and it's not going to work. By the way, don't forget about Dominic's Wines and Decor down in Sarasota. Dominic's spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer too, Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, as only they can, because a big box store isn't even going to show up. So make sure you stop by and say Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them. Probably going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment. And always tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All righty, I'll see everybody tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. A lot more coming your way. Stay tuned to these stations for more on everything that's transpiring today. I'll see you tonight. Have a safe day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.